They return to the book of Acts in chapter 15. Acts chapter 15, reading at verse 13. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, After this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I'll build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord. And all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth these things, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. May God bless the reading of his word. Perhaps you think that's a curious passage. But if you bother to read it, you'll probably see how it shows quite simply and very concisely what God's plan is. First to visit the Gentiles, then to revert to Israel, and through Israel to bring blessing again, the vast number of the Gentiles. If we had the Old Testament only, it would be most unsatisfying. But it ends with a lot of unfulfilled expectations and unredeemed pledges. God had promised so much in the Old Testament, yet when you come to Malachi, you find quite a lot has not been fulfilled. And all the expectations of the centuries had not been realized. So one does need the New Testament to complete the story and to reveal how and when God is going to fulfill his word. If you go back to the first book in the Bible, you find God entered into a treaty with a man named Abraham. And under that treaty, among other things, he promised that a certain area of country should belong to an earthly people, to Abraham's descendants, and subsequently he revealed that it was through Isaac and not through Ishmael. Then again later on in the book of Samuel, you find God entered into another treaty with David, and promised to establish his house, his
kick